When they'd gone, Mrs. Williams walked softly into her son-in-law's room, sat by his bed, and asked him how he did. Having heard that he was pretty well and that he looked forward to seeing Stephen Maturin, she coughed, drew her chair nearer, and said, "Captain, in order that you should be able to break the dreadful news gradually and gently to your poor unfortunate friend, I think it my duty to tell you that since the birth of this idiot child, Diana has been drinking heavily. She's been driving about the countryside, dining with people as far as 20 miles away, sometimes fast, raffish people like the Willises, frequently going to balls and ridottos in Portsmouth, and perpetually fox-hunting sometimes without even a groom to accompany her. She's no sort of a mother to the poor little girl. And if it were not for her friend, this Mrs. Oakes, the child would be left entirely to the care of the servants. And worse still," she said, lowering her voice, "worse still, Mr. Aubrey, I say this of my own niece with the greatest reluctance, as you may imagine. Worse still, there are doubts about her conduct. I say doubts, but among others, Colonel Hoskins has been frequently mentioned, and Mrs. Hoskins no longer returns Diana's calls. Mrs. Morris says, oh, but here she is. Come in, Selina, dear. Oh, Captain Aubrey, I'm afraid I have sad news for you," cried Selina Morris, "but I think you ought to know. I think it only right to tell you. It's only too easy to nourish a viper in one's bosom. Just now, on information received from our man Frederick Briggs, I caught preserved killick making off by the back lane to the servants' quarters with a hamper of wine. 'Where did you get that hamper of wine, killick?' I asked him, and in his rough, bold way, without so much as a marm, he replied, 'Which the captain gave it to me,' and walked doggedly on. I called out that I should report him this minute, and hurried to be here before the hamper could be concealed or huddled back into the cellar. I'm quite out of breath, I declare." "That was very kind of you, Mrs. Morris."